Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, we made it. It's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. Yay, everybody. It's Friday, June 26th. June just winding down. Where does the time go? I'm not sure. But look, I got some great news. Breaking news in the fight for statehood for the District of Columbia. The House of Representatives, Democratic-led, they've adopted a bill to make D.C. the 51st state. Now,
Wait a minute.
We got a long way to go. The measure, they say, will likely be stopped in the Republican-controlled Senate. And, you know, President Trump has already come out and said that he would veto a bill if it made it to his desk. But still, this is the first time that a Chamber of Commerce has passed a D.C. statehood bill.
Wow, really?
Isn't that amazing?
All these years, it's the first time?
It's the first time.
Wow. I'm excited, but then I'm not excited.
Yeah, it just feels like such
a long
way
to go.
Thanks,
baby. Gave it to us and took it back.
It feels like such a long way to go, but I am encouraged. Okay, continue to wear your mask, everybody. Look, social distance. We were sitting here bracing for a second wave. Turns out we really weren't out of the first wave. It has. We've seen a record day as far as new cases yesterday and an all-time high in daily cases with nearly 39,000 new positive tests. It's making some states like Texas roll back some of those rush to reopenings that we have seen.
Yeah.
So I just want everybody to stay safe. Just continue to do the thing.
Mask up.
We'll get there. And the fallout from COVID-19, we all know it hit our bank accounts, right? Well, in Virginia, the governor's trying to give us a little bit of help. He introduced a program to help Virginians pay their mortgage or their rent. He's actually putting aside $50 million for this, and he's targeting communities of color because he has said that, of course, this COVID has disproportionately hurt communities of color. You can apply for assistance if you live in Virginia starting next week. And finally, a big oops from the federal government.
Womp,
womp. Yeah, womp, 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 womp. A watchdog group found that $1.5 billion in coronavirus stimulus checks went to dead people.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, now the IRS is like, family, can we get that money back? But they don't have a plan to contact the family members. So it's a mess. Sorry.
<It's> a mess.
Oh, my gosh. I know, $1.5 billion. People who are not living anymore. They say they just didn't know how. Yeah, it's just a mess.
Dead people living large. Well, coming up, Kanye West predicted something in 2016, and it looks like it's coming true. It's on the way. WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.